Linguine and clams is such a classic pasta dish. Featured in more movies than I can count, it is almost the quintessential Italian-American pasta. And there's good reason for this. It's absolutely delicious. Now, I've been craving linguine and clams for a while now and thought it would make a great dish for 30 minutes or less. In fact, it took me only about 20 minutes to put this all together from start to finish. I served the pasta with a light salad of mixed greens drizzled with olive oil, white wine vinegar, and a little salt and pepper. That's it. I used canned clams for this for two simple reasons. The first being that whole clams need to be soaked for at least a few hours, then cleaned prior to using. And that can't be done, obviously, in under 30 minutes. The second reason is because I actually prefer canned clams in this. The juice from the clams makes a delicious sauce, and the clams are tender and flavorful without being sandy. Okay, enough chit-chat. Let's get to it. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. And this is linguine and clams in 30 minutes or less. Okay, so I actually made this for lunch, but it works just for dinner as well. So I started at 12:20, and the first thing I did was fill a large pot with hot salted water, put it on the stove on high, and put a lid on it. I covered the pot because covered pots boil about 30% quicker than pots that aren't covered. Then I wanted this to boil pretty quick. So while I was bringing that to a boil, I got started on all my prep. So it took me about a minute to do that. A minute later, I was chopping some garlic. So I just cut the end off, gave it a little crush, pulled the peel off. Happens really easily if you crush the clove, and then sliced it really thinly. Took me about a minute or two. And then with the garlic done and out of the way, I went about slicing an onion. First, I cut off the top and bottom. Then I cut the onion in half down through the middle. I set half the onion aside for another time because I didn't need it, and I removed the peel from the half that I kept. With the onion peeled, all that was left was to slice it. So I always suggest slicing onions with the grain as opposed to across the grain. They cook better and less onion juice ends up spraying in the air, so you cry less. Just a little fun tip there. So with the onion cut, the last bit of chopping I had to do was the parsley. I took about a quarter cup of curly parsley that had already been washed and chopped, and then I chopped it up until it was fairly fine. The trick for chopping parsley is to bunch it up into a tight ball and slice it as thin as you can. Then go over one or two more times with your knife. You don't want to cut it too much. If your cutting board is starting to turn green, you've cut it too much and you're losing a lot of the flavor. So with all that set, all that was left was just really waiting for the pasta water to boil. So while I was waiting, I opened up my can of clams and set it aside. I left the lid slightly attached because I wanted to be able to easily strain the liquid from the clams. This liquid will go into the sauce, but if the clams get added at the same time, they'll become rubbery, which is not what I want. So about 4 minutes later, at 12:30, the water was finally boiling. So I put the pasta in, and once it did start to boil, I turned the pan on for the sauce to medium, then added the linguine to the water. Okay, so it took about a minute for the pan to heat up. Then I added a tablespoon of olive oil and 1 tablespoon of butter, and once that all melted, I added the onions in. I cooked the onions until they were soft, which took about 2 minutes. Then I added in the sliced garlic. Cooked this for another 2 minutes, then added in about a quarter cup of white wine and reduced it until it was almost completely evaporated. Then I added some pepper and the clam juice. Turned up the heat to kind of like a medium high, and I cooked this for about 3 or 4 minutes or until the juice from the clams had reduced by about half. So at 12:37, the pasta was drained. It was cooked. So I added that to the sauce along with the clams, parsley, another tablespoon of butter, and a bit of salt. And I just tossed that all together. The extra bit of butter at the end helps to thicken and enrich the sauce, so don't leave it out. It's super, super important. Finished. So at 12:39, 19 minutes after I started cooking, I plated the pasta, put some washed mixed greens in a bowl, and drizzled them, like I said, with a bit of olive oil, white wine vinegar, and salt and pepper. And just like that, dinner was done, and so good. I did add a little bit of fresh cracked pepper to the top of the pasta, too, because I'm fancy like that. Now, conclusion. I don't think I can say enough about how much I love this pasta. It is light, it is quick, it is super delicious, and I strongly advise that you give this a shot. It is well worth it. And if you'd like to actually see the whole recipe written out, just go to HowToNotBurnShit.com/linguine-and-clams. It'll be right there waiting for you. I hope that you all had a fantastic weekend. I had a great weekend myself, and I hope that you have a great Monday. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, you can obviously follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. You can like and share the podcast. You know what to do with it. Like I said, I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, and this has been Linguine and Clams in 30 minutes or less. Thanks for listening. I'll see y'all tomorrow.